No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today, I got Young Throwback on here. A mutual friend of ours connected us and told me that you got a pretty crazy story that realistically is a important part of hip-hop history, but that a lot of people don't know about. Nearly nobody knows about it, would appear.
Really nearly don't know about me.
Yeah.
That was your first time hearing that he even had somebody that's even that close.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
So we got Young Throwback on the show today. Before we, they already know where we're going to end this based on the title. But let's just give us an overview of, so you're from Atlanta or you're from?
No, I was born in Savannah.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I was born in Savannah. Then I started dirt bike. I was really doing BMX riding.
Really?
Yeah.
Racing or freestyle?
Freestyle dirt biking.
Oh.
I was sponsored by Mountain Dew in 2014.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I fractured my femur bone. Not in 2014. It was a little bit, probably about, I was 15.
Uh-huh.
I had a good one. I fractured my femur bone. Then I moved to Atlanta. Okay, I'm moved to Atlanta about 13, 14.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So now we moved to Atlanta. And now my mom is a Dale Bridge. Her name Angie B. We moved to Atlanta, you know what I mean? We living life. And then all of a sudden, you know what I mean? She meet this guy named Fo Troy. And then all of a sudden, you hear Fo Troy hanging around. And then this lady shows up. You know what I mean? So this lady shows up like, whoop, whoop, I can't deal with him. I can't deal with him. I can't do nothing with him. And pulls off. At the time, she's talking about Gooch.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's a long story.
But so you met him because your mom was dealing with him?
Nah, I met him on some, take care of him.
Okay.
Like, not no take care of him, but you know how your mom can have a best friend?
Uh-huh.
And she has a son, but he's mental. Like I'm talking about mental health. Like, it was like a feel, not no feel sorry, but like, you know what I mean? My mom was just like, brought him here, and it was like, I know he's going to be a star. I know he's going to be a star. This at 14, 15. I'm still in ninth grade.
Uh-huh.
I know he's going to be a star.
But he's grown or he's
Yeah,
age?
He's grown
okay.
now.
Yeah.
But he, not in the mind, out of it.
He
like,
was wilding at
yeah,
the time.
Like, not even wilding. Couldn't even wild yet. This is before the medicine got involved. This is before we knew he needed medicine. This is before we was in denial. Well, we looking at we don't know what's wrong. We didn't even start going to the hospitals yet. My mom, the one who for real, for real.
Uh-huh.
My mom, for real, for real. My mom, for about 5 years straight, every day, to the hospital, we might wake up, he gone, barefooted, walking, you know what I mean? And no embarrassing, but just the facts.
So before we knew Gucci, he was a difficult individual?
Yeah, before you knew Gucci, he was an individual, had to relearn again. You had to, teach him, a grown man, I don't know, somebody put something, it's like a chemical balance, you know? He went to Alabama, then somebody put something in something because he was really the boogeyman in Alabama. It was a real terrorist. Taught me everything, for real, for real.
So you went back to Alabama with him?
Nah, he went back.
Okay.
I had to stay in school.
Uh-huh.
But every day I skip school and catch the Greyhound. Every weekend I catch the Greyhound down here. This quote, this before black t-shirt.
Okay.
This before Rob and my black tee.
Right.
Okay, so you know what I mean? My mama take him in. We'll medical reports. Power attorney, my mama, everything the whole time. You know how when somebody can't even, you know what I mean? You have to take them like you taking your son, you know what I mean? Got him right. And now look at him. Okay. So that's how we met. So now my mom got to go to work. I'm the young one. He with me. You know what I mean? I'm taking him in teen club, walking over, cool, cool. I'm like, hey, watch out. He ain't right. Watch out, watch out. Nobody don't know this going on. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Boom. My mama find a recipe to get him right. He get right, and boy, that just took off.
What's the recipe?
The doctor.
Okay. What, so they got his medication under
yeah,
control?
Yeah, got him under control under the medication. You know what I mean? So that's how that happened.
And your mom believed in him as a rapper?
My mom believed him as a fucking rapper, because at the end of the day, he still sit in front of the radio with a tab and got down and say that's what he want to do.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't that mental. That knew what he wanted to do.
Okay.
For real.
So he gets his mind together, and then you're saying that he gets it together, and then the music just kind of takes off.
Yeah,
from there?
He gets it together. Then you know what I mean. He gets it together. Black T go out, bros up, goes up. You know what I mean? So then he get Black T. When you remember Black T?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Black T goes up. So now we like, oh, shit. Okay. He like throwing hard. Bro, like, throw. We out. Bet. We out. All right, bet. So Black T come out. Some more niggas get to hating on him. He leave that shit. It's just me and him. Now we, shit, we find it. So I, SYS, Sign Yourself Records. Mm-hmm. That was the family. That was created in my house. That was created through my mama down there. My mama wasn't no rapper, but she fed, did everything. That was created through my house.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But everybody wasn't with it. I was really the main jit, not knowing. I just, you know what I mean? He on the young nigga shit. So I'm like, yeah, let's do it. So I'm with him. We like, fuck everybody. We finna do this shit. Boom. So some shit go down, you know what I mean? So shit go down and Sign Yourself. He, you know what I mean? Quote unquote, some shit go down. Woo-woo. Some money get missing. He the fault of it and he fuck him. So
I'm like, saying he took some money?
Yeah, he took some money. He like, fuck it. If you think I did it and you think I did it, fuck it, I'm gone. So now he like, what you gonna do? I'm like, shit. But Sign Yourself is my mama and them, boyfriend and them. We all in one house. I'm like, shit, I'm gone too.
Uh-huh.
And that's when it started. That's when we went to Big Cat, and that's when it really started really going on.
Wait, but so you're saying he took some money from your mom, but then you sided with him?
Nah, he ain't take no money from somebody mom. Else. Hell no, nah, it's like my mom boyfriend was a part of it, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And some shit like that. It was, you know what I mean? Some hood story shit like everybody else.
All right. But so Gucci wasn't afraid to rob somebody at that
Hell
time?
Hell no. Nah. Never. Nobody was at that point. It was 2000. They really weren't bodying like how they was now. That's what it was going on, taking and just chopping it up, trying to get it back. Now you take something, your ass gonna die.
Right.
For real.
Okay. So then he goes to Big Cat and he signs with him for like how long even? And you're just like, what, his right-hand man at this point? You're just rolling with him
I'm
for everything?
Yeah, I'm the right-hand man. I'm doing everything. Quote unquote, it might seem, but I'm doing everything. When I say I'm doing everything, I'm driving. I'm doing everything. I did everything for probably about 7-8 years.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Just on some believing in the faith type shit. Like, you know what I mean? Hey, thought I got you. Oh, all right, cool. Let's do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? No, you know what I mean? It taught me a lot, though. If I had a chance to do it again, I'd do it again the same way.
Right.
I ain't even mad.
Well, because you're getting exposed to all this fly Finally shit that you ain't been damn. Around.
Huh? Like, yo, nigga, I'm down there. I'm so grateful I ain't got a gray hair yet, but goddamn, finally.
Right. Well, but you're dealing with the positives and the negatives because you're like in all these clubs and around all these girls and all this shit. But then also, you know, you got to deal with whatever the fuck he's talking about, right?
You know, that nigga come. You know, I'm in Vegas. I stay in Vegas. You know how many times he be at Dre's?
Mm.
You know what I mean? You know how many times he be at Dre's? I done tried one time, you know what I mean? But I ain't finna keep, you know what I mean? I don't understand it. And then what I'm lost about is why. I kind of feel like I know why, but we'll get to that.
Okay. But so you haven't talked to him since what year?
Man, I ain't talked to him. He got out of prison the November, what, 2019?
Uh-huh.
Was that? No.
Sounds about right. 2018, 2019, something like that?
No, I got out December. I got out of December 19, 18. I just got out of prison to myself.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So.
Can you pull the mic in a little bit?
So I'm thinking he got out probably, I don't know. He got out probably November. I knew it was around November. He got out. Like, I supposed to have been signed a deal with him while we was in there. Like, you know what I mean? And I'm Core Links. Like me and him talking through Core Links the whole time he in prison. I'm running around. I'm doing me. Another person is engineer. We the one dropping the mixtapes. All the mixtapes that he was locked up. Like, he gave the go, but we putting in the footwork. You know what I mean? I'm talking about real footwork. Like, hey, yo, hey, go take, hey, why he got that? Go get that from him. Like, following orders. Like, I'm still following orders for thinking that it's going to benefit with this, what he promised. You know what I mean? I'm following orders. I've always been following orders. You know what I mean?
All right. Let's get to all that stuff, but let's try to go a little bit in order. So you're just – so would you say that everything was smooth in terms of you working with him and everything before, you know, shit went kind of sideways?
Yeah, shit went sideways when Jordan Tower, quote-unquote Jordan Tower, I still remember the
from
night.
From World Star and everything. Yeah, he used to always be putting videos up on there. He has a YouTube channel now.
I got a video up on him. He was cool. We kind of like smooth it all, but it kind of like fucked my relationship up for real. with my family, like, because at the time when he was locked up, I had a mixtape called Secret Sauce 2 coming out.
Okay.
And he was the host for it. He was hosting from jail over the phone.
And this is like a long time ago when he was in jail?
Yeah, this is the last big.
Oh, okay. I was trying to go back before.
Oh, okay. All right, go back.
Well,
right.
Okay, yeah. So I'm talking about like during the part where he's blowing up. Yeah. And he's beefing with Jeezy and all this shit is going on.
Oh, yeah. I'm there all day. I shot, man, one day, look, man, it's so crazy. I'm keep it real with you, Adam. One day we in Florida, Adam. We beefing with Jeezy at the time. We in Florida, man. And we just got finished the show. And fucked around and got down. We get kind of like in a little altercation. And bullets go to boom, boom, boom. I'm shot. I'm shot in the leg. Not knowing. Mm-hmm. I'm shot in the leg. So we gets in the car. So Gucci in the back, right? We all in the car. We hit Gucci in the back. So we riding and got down. Gucci was like, I mean, I smell blood. Hey, man, y'all I smell blood, man. Turn the light on, man. Somebody bleeding. So with everybody looking, I don't even know. I'm shot.
You didn't know?
Man, I swear to God, that bitch went in and went out. I did not. It went in and went out. I'm like, so Goose lift the leg up. So then at the time, it was Young Snee. He was signed with Big Cat. He was in the van with us. Young Snee was like, looking down. So we go to look down. I got some shorts on, but I see the shit draining. I'm afraid to say that I'm shot, because I don't want the goddamn niggas to be like, oh, nigga, you ain't the number one. Nigga, you fumbling. Nigga, you done got shot. Nigga, you ain't the number one, because I want to be the number one. I want to be the one who straightened shit off. I was the one who always, but I want to straighten this shit. Like, for real, ain't nobody finna fuck with him, period.
Right.
So I'll try to wipe it, right? Sneeze, oh, he shot. So then when Goosey, he like, go to the hospital right now. He shot. I'm like, hell no. Nah. I'm like, hell no, nah, I got a warrant. Gee, we ain't going to the hospital. We finna go to the fucking hotel room. I'm finna go to sleep, and we finna get back to Georgia.
But it wasn't bleeding that bad.
Nah, like it just was a slow drain because it went in, went, came out. Jeez. It was just like a slow drain. It was like a slow drain just going down.
If I get shot like that, anyway, in and out, I'm gonna be talking about it forever.
Man, so listen. So he was like, hell no, you gonna get gangrene? This was the next day.
That is a good point. Yeah.
This is the next day. So the next day, boom, everybody, we wake up, the whole bed fucked up from me getting shot. So boom, we get in the car. So he was like, you going to hospital? I'm like, hell no, because I know I got a warrant. Uh-huh. I'm like, hell no, I ain't going to hospital. I got a warrant. Fuck that shit. He like, bro, for real? He like, you going to get gangrene. Man, I'm telling you, man, you're going to get gangrene. Your leg going to get cut off. Then we can't do nothing. That's the only thing made me go to the hospital, bro.
Wow.
I went in there exactly what they fuck they did. I tried to get them to clean me up. I tried to get up and leave the motherfuckers, put the handcuffs on me right there, and then there you go.
How long you get locked up for?
It was just a probation violation, but I wasn't ready to fucking deal with that shit.
Let me ask you this, though. Were you always that guy? Because it's got to take a certain kind of guy to be the shooter that's protected Gucci Mane, right?
Like, not basically, just the enforcer, period. That's what they call the shooters, but it's a lot on that, right? So, yeah, I was that nigga. Like, you ever seen the backstage video when we was out freestyling, they put me on camera, and he was like, nah, you don't need it. I was like, really? Like, I was doing it out of love, not for clout, what they call it a day. Mm. I was doing it because I love that nigga. Like, and still do to this day, you can't even say shit about it.
Right.
You can't say shit about him to him, like, around me to this day.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it's business is business. I know what I need to do for my family, too, as well. So it is what it is.
Okay. But so how long after you got shot did this shit happen where?
So I get shot. So now niggas like, it's like, quote unquote, I shot myself, nigga shot you, one or the other. So either way it go, it wasn't right for the crew. So now I'm on what they quote unquote call, oh boy, you don't need to have no gun no more right now. Cause you just too hot headed. You want to shoot everybody, you shoot you down there. Like you need to calm down type of shit right now. Mm. You know what I mean? So now, the only day, bro, I didn't have the five, but it was five, you know what I mean, around.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
what were you were at the strip club? It was a normal night?
That night. No, nigga, we just got off the plane that night.
Oh, okay.
That it was during the day. It wasn't even night.
Right.
It was during the day.
And you went to the strip club or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, yo.
That's what everybody thinks.
Yo, that's what fuck happened. It's coming back to me, you fucking right.
I would think you would be thinking about this a lot.
We got off the flight. We got off the flight. We stopped by Cat. We went to the club, got a record played. Then we went over to these bitches' house so he could hit, so we could hit on the record. And that's when the little punk ass bitch who, quote unquote, he quote unquote her his shorty best friend did the little did start recording and letting people know woo woo. Letting the ops know goddamn niggas on deck. Like, niggas is right here.
So somebody who was there basically snitched and told your ops that you were at this girl's house?
A bitch really told them, like, because, you know.
Oh, one of the girls told?
So, you know, around that era, man, it was either Big Cat or BMF.
Okay.
Around that era, that's the only two, like, crews was really popping around that
And were era. They beefing before the Jeezy and Gucci thing popped up?
Hell no.
No?
Hell no. Jeezy goddamn... Jeezy did some goddamn bullshit. I was there that night when he really felt like, okay, it's over with. I don't fuck with them no more. We getting at 112. Them niggas pull up at 112. It's just me and him. We go to 112. Them niggas pull up 112. Them niggas walk in the door like they don't even know what the fuck going on with us. So we confused. Like, he like, man, what the fuck? I'm like, shh. Just give me the go, whatever. So I don't even know. See, I'm young. I don't know. I really don't. Now I know what was going on. I don't really see the shitting on niggas and all that. I just see money. So I'm like, boy, there they go. He like, nah, it's a certain way you got to do shit to let niggas know they fuck with you. Mm. You know what I mean? I learned that from him too. So we got them. So to make a long story short, when they walk past them, we get in there anyway. So I like, shit, let's go over there. Nah. So we go sit by the bar. We watch them. They go his Jeezy ass. Up there performing So Icy. Mm. Bro song. First it was like, I'll let you get a little shine, but the way they did it, he was like, he looked, I remember the look in his eyes, and he was like, all right, bet. And ever since then, he got with Cat, he was like, we putting the stamp down, we go ahead and put paperwork on this and divide it. And once it was time to divide it, that's when the heat came in.
Mm. Yeah, because like, was Gucci moving around knowing that there were a lot of people who wanted to do something to him? Because Jeezy put it on a tape and said that he'll give, what was it, $10,000 for anybody who gets a chain or some shit?
Hell yeah, you couldn't even come around if you ain't had your gun.
Mm.
Like, dead ass. Nigga, you get in the car, nigga, like, you got your fire? Nah, get your ass out. Like dead ass. I said, we stand on that. Like, you ain't got your gun, you got to go.
Mm.
Like, you ain't got your gun on you. Like, back then, you ain't got your gun, you got to go. You gotta go, for real, for real. Mm. And that's when I be kind of lost, like, damn, here I am. Goddamn, I'm the shit still. I'm always, in my mind, if I ain't, I'm always gonna think I am. Hey, you know what I mean? You know how that goes. You can't let nobody tell you nothing but God, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. when you at that stage, like, you got to know, like, goddamn, for real, shit, that's what they want. That's what they got to get. You know what I mean? When you around that shit, like, and then breathing you, then you do all that, then... Now you see that you're supposed to get not reward or not like no initiation because it's like really war. So it's like you defending for yourself at that time as well.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of like see that motherfuckers was really like there for you at some time, point in time. And eventually it will happen without you even going on a negative route about it. It will happen, man. Right. If it's supposed to be, it will happen, G.
But so, okay. Break down this, like, how this happens. Somebody just comes in the house, or and where are you guys sitting when somebody pulls up?
Nah, man, I told this man. So the bitch house was at, Slick was a bitch who I supposed to be the third party wheel on. Like, you know how you might have your girl, mm-hmm. and she might have a friend.
Yeah.
But you probably want to fuck her, mm-hmm. her friend too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know how that shit go.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm so young, I don't know how fine the bitch is. I'm just with Walt. I'm just making sure he like, man, he like trying to make me enforce, like not trying to make me, but like, hey, bro, man, fuck with the bitch, man. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, fuck this bitch, man. I'm just on these guns and that money, man. You good? Man, I don't want to do nothing. Fuck that bitch. You know what I mean? That's all I'm on, the bullshit.
I'm on the guns and the money.
That's it. I'm on the bullshit.
Okay.
So make a long story. We in the car and shit. He overtalked me. Hey, throwback said this on. And she right there. Ooh, ooh, ooh. So all of a sudden, we following this bitch to her crib.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the car the whole time. Like, hell nah, bro. Hell nah.
And so you get to her house.
We get to her house. Point blank, I'm finna tell you exactly. We get to her house, boom, we chill. We think we finna fuck this bitch. This bitch done goddamn done putting the drop on it, but we slick new with the drop. I slick new. We both slick, like, kind of new, bro.
That she was shady?
Yeah, because we stopped at a store first. Niggas stopped at a motherfucking store first, bro. Niggas, we stopped at a fucking Quick Trip first and got some rubbers, claiming that I was going, don't go get the rubber, go get the rubber. We stopped at a store first. I goes in the store. The bitch not even in the fucking store. She in the bathroom. But it don't ring no bell yet. It don't fucking ring no bell yet because we don't see how close she stay from the stove. So we don't know how close she stay from the stove. Your bitch in the stove and goddamn taking forever in a bit. So when she come out, she see me. I'm like, damn, taking forever. She had to use the bathroom. I'm like, you ready? She like, yeah, boom, we go back. Boom, 2 blocks. We at her crib. But it's still not fucking making no sense.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Until now, when you sit back and think about it, you're like, what the fuck? Oh, back then, but after that, years after that, you probably think about it, like, damn, that bitch was on that bullshit the whole time. So whatever happened is supposed to motherfucking happen.
Okay, but so you guys get into the crib and then they pull up on you?
Yeah,
what?
We get to the crib, that bitch wanted to act like she do dishes. It's like a movie, like The Wood. It's like, you know when niggas be like, you and your homeboy be like, man, try the bitch. You be like, man, fuck that bitch. She ain't nothing doing this. You be like, man, crank it up. I'm like, man, fuck that bitch, man. Man, we ain't, man. Man, fuck that bitch, man. Man, you always on that killer bullshit. Fuck it. Hey, Tho said, where the bathroom at? So we go to the bathroom. So then all of a sudden, goddamn, after I use the bathroom, I sit down. All of a sudden, goddamn, like, it's a living room right here. It's a hall. I'm sitting down. I'm right here first. He right there. All of a sudden, goddamn, I'm talking and shit. I just look. It was just so quick. As soon as I seen the nigga, boom, he hit me. Boom. So two niggas just hit me.
Like two niggas physically hit you?
Yeah. Hit me with something. Okay. I don't know if it was a gun. I don't know. Cause at the end of the day, I had a fucking knot on my head the size of a purple. It was a purple knot. And that what made that really like that would kind of like when we knew it, that's when we seen we was in fear.
Yeah.
Like that, not feel, but that's when we like, oh, all right, we got bad these niggas up off us. Like this shit gotta happen right now.
But all neither right. You had guns?
Like the shit, hell no. The shit they came in, boom, niggas. We kind of fought back kind of, and all of a sudden, it's like, you ever seen like on a video game, like when a glitch happened, the gun go from right there to like when a basketball go from right there straight to like, okay. Like straight to and then like a glitch on a, it was like a fucking, it happened so fast. Like
what, you snatched it from the dude?
No, like it happened so fast, like boom, nigga hit me, we get to fighting. So then nigga was like, I get to fight him. I was like, man, what the fuck, man? Hell no, nigga, shoot the fuck up. Shoot. And then that's when it just like pow. Then that's when that's when everybody just started running and shit.
So the dudes took off as soon as one person got shot?
Yup. And then after he got shot, goddamn, two niggas stayed, one tried to run, and that's when shit, you just heard pow, pow. And the dude run out the house, go across the street, go in the woods. So then goddamn, I get in the car, we drive. I'm like, what the fuck? So
you just dipped out after this happened?
Nah, we ain't had no choice, man. That shit, more niggas were probably coming and everything. Just left. We left and then we got down. We just thinking that everybody, we don't know what really happened. Like, we don't know who shot or whatever, but it was like, I want to explain, like, it happened so fast. Well,
didn't know someone died.
No, that's what I'm saying. Important it happened so detail, fast. Yeah. When we got out, niggas was just going. There's a nigga outside cutting the grass already.
Uh-huh.
So then we were like, all right, we just got away from this shit. The bitch got down crying and shit. We leave her. We go to New York, the Mad Links. Shit, we sit at Mad Links. All of a sudden, we hear goddamn niggas wanted for murder and shit. Him.
So you guys left right out of there and went to New York.
We had an appointment.
You didn't even think about the idea that somebody might die?
No. Hell no.
So he just ran into the woods. And is that how the rumor got started that the body got buried in the woods?
Yeah, he ran.
Because they found him there?
Yeah, he ran. He ran across the street behind some houses, over a fucking street, then behind a school.
Holy shit.
Me and Mad Links not knowing this shit even going down. Get a call. Now we looking at each other. He looking at me. I'm like, man. I'm like, shit. No flight. So guess what we got to do now? We got to drive back from New York. You know, warning man.
What was that conversation like?
Nigga, we stopped every city and fucked. We fucked every city. Nigga, my nigga, for real. My love, my nigga. My nigga took that shit. Nigga, listen to John Legend on repeat. And stopped in every state, and we fucked some bitches.
Where were you finding them?
Nigga, we script club. We don't give a, we in Jersey, we don't care what time it is, nigga. We stopped in every state, all the way back from New York, nigga, in a Toyota Camry, nigga, and fucked some bitches, nigga.
But you're not wanted, he's wanted.
We don't know who wanted. We in the back seat of the car like, all right, it's real, nigga, roll call now.
Right.
What you gonna do? So I will if you need me to. Nah, I will. We fighting. I will. All right, cool. That's the truth. Cool.
But you were down to go sit down. But I mean, you did pull the trigger, right? I don't know. We're making it sound like you're taking the charge for him.
Ask Miss Dale. Miss Dale didn't want to sign, say she ain't do it. Like, if he ain't do it, I guess one of them killed themselves, you know what I mean?
Right.
From the paperwork. You know that ain't happened, but from the paperwork, goddamn, they saying it's self-defense, you know what I mean? Lack of evidence, you know what I mean?
Okay.
We don't want to crawl, you know what I mean? Get nobody to crawl up under the rock.
But so you get back there, and he turns himself in?
Yep. We gets back.
Okay.
Now we gets back. We get off Memorial Drive. We meet fucking the lawyer in the parking lot across the street. He get out, turns himself in.
Uh-huh. And then, okay, he turns himself in.
Yeah.
And what do you do while he's doing all this?
Shit, I go get a room.
And what, just chill, watch some TV?
I go get a room off Candler Road.
Get a cheeseburger?
Hell no. <nah. laughs> Get some fucking prayers going.
Yeah, because like how sick to your stomach are you during all this?
Man, I ain't never like, what the fuck going on? This shit real life. You got to really be about this shit. And it was real. I went and got a room and niggas made real niggas agreements. And it's all the love and respect. And that's how it went. You know what I mean?
But were you even brought in and questioned by the police?
No.
Did he just didn't mention your name?
That's the thing. Nah. He did, we did, but the way the story went, it just seemed like it did. I guess the way the story went, as the story was told, I guess I wasn't needed from the grace of God upon him blessing me with that.
But do you think the police believed that he pulled the trigger? Or do you think that the police knew there was another person there? Because at some point, isn't there a gun? Aren't there fingerprints on the gun?
They know.
They did know that there was another guy there. But did they know it was you?
No, they knew. They knew. All outside knew. You know what I mean? You had to get all the facts. You know what I mean? You have to get all the facts to even beat a case like that.
Right.
They knew. But the way how it came, with all them niggas coming in on you, like it was no dealing. Niggas shouldn't even did nothing like that. Right. So I'm thinking it was on some, you know, I don't want to say Georgia kind of like, I don't know.
Well, they call it a free body. Like a body where you're just clearly going to beat
that
it, right?
That shit weren't free. It was a battle that was won.
Nah, but you.
Because it could have went the other way.
Right. It definitely could have gone the other way.
It'd be free dead.
But once it happened, then, I mean, you probably in the back of your head were like, I'm going to beat this if it comes down to it, right?
Hell no, the whole way.
Well, because you weren't even supposed to have a gun.
The whole way around, niggas talking about running. Mm. The whole way back from New York, like.
Because you just have no confidence in the justice system to find you.
Yeah, the whole way back. I ain't saying nothing because I already know, like, however this shit going, they're going to have to catch me. And at the time we were doing, I'm thinking I'm rich. You know what I mean? So Icy just came out, his hype man. You know what I mean? I got a little, you know what I mean? I'm thinking 1,000. a fucking show, that's something. You know what I mean? I'm up a few on. So shit, I'm like, shit. You know what I mean? You the boss. I got to, like, I've been following orders for you for, like, this long, nigga. What we gonna do?
Right.
How this shit gonna go? And through grace of God, it went just like that, because that's exactly how it supposed to went, because the niggas shouldn't have no right coming in there playing.
But from my memory, this shit was, like, reported in the news. And
when
then
you seen it when the white lawyer was, when the white lawyer was, when the white lawyer was on YouTube explaining the whole thing.
Okay.
So you didn't mention, you didn't see when he said, him and associate. Yeah, him and associate was there together. And that's when they hit the associate with a weapon.
Okay.
So yeah, I was the associate. Nigga, I had a knot, Adam. I had a knot. That's why my forehead big right now. Adam, I had a knot on my head and it was purple, G, like a cartoon.
Right.
Like, seriously. Like, and that would kind of trigger my boy. My boy was like, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Y'all in here like that trying to beat on a nigga? No chain on? What y'all in here for? Niggas ain't even got no necklace on.
Right. There was enough time to have a conversation like that?
Nah, I'm just, that's
what he was thinking, right?
Yeah, you, I mean, niggas ain't even got no necklace on, G. Nigga got white beat on. You tweaking.
Right.
You tripping. Yeah, you got to go, yeah. By any means.
So when he gets released, what's the first meeting between you and him like?
Let's get back to work. What's up? Hey, let's get back to work. What we doing? Shit. I wasn't even no rapper then. Mm. I ain't started rapping until I figure out, all right, nigga ain't gonna give you shit. Like, you know what I mean? I'm sitting back thinking a nigga gonna goddamn break bread. Nigga gonna not even break bread, because I'm fine as hell. Like, no homo. Like, nigga, I'm lit. Nigga, I'm gonna get paid. Like, if you can't tell the scene, I'm gonna get paid regardless. You know what I mean? So.
But you thought at some point he was just gonna give you some money, but it wasn't discussed.
I have a letter.
Oh.
I got a letter from prison.
How much money was being discussed?
It wasn't even no discussion. I didn't even care about the money. I just knew I was gonna be a part of him forever. That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
That was a lifetime. That was a like, you know what I mean? That's what we was doing. Nigga, I got a letter, nigga, from prison. Still original copy.
Right.
If you I sent it to you, original copy, nigga. Though, I'm gonna sign you 1017. You know what I mean? Fucking Jordan Tower goddamn dropped that goddamn stupid ass link.
Oh, so what? Yeah, what did Jordan Tower post?
So, quote unquote, Gucci gets out. So, Migos popping right now.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Migos popping. You know what I mean? You know, I'm Sosa bet right. Like, when Gucci gets locked up, nigga, I meet Fredo. This one, it get deep. I meet Fredo.
Uh-huh.
I don't even knew who Fredo was. I got pictures of everything. My best buddy. Love Fredo to the death of me. That's my nigga.
Uh-huh.
Met Fredo on Twitter. You know what I mean? Yo, what up, though? So I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? So I'm like, huh? But I'm out spinning shit. I'm out doing my thing. I'm in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
So my nigga from Indianapolis, goddamn, my nigga from Indianapolis, I show on the tweet. I'm like, hey, who the hell? What the hell this is? He like, oh. He like, them niggas just, it's a lot of them niggas, and they just like you. I'm like, what? He like, boy, they do not play. So I got at him. Boom. What's up, boy? Woo. We on Twitter going back and forth.
He was saying that the O-Block guys are just like you.
Yeah, the O-Block.
that tells me more about you, I guess.
Yeah. They like, the niggas, they stand on their territory.
Right.
So out under the blue, boom. Sosa come. On my IG, I'm like, oh, hell. I'm like, not even knowing, man. I'm not even knowing, like, who this nigga, my homeboy, like, Sosa the nigga, woo, 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 woo. This 2016, 15.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, okay. So I get at him. So then Man 4G and them comes to my crib. The Chicago niggas don't play. Them niggas pulling up on you. If they feeling like they fuck with you, they finna pull up on you and see how you really living.
Mm.
Man 4G, no lie. Man 4G pull up to my apartment. I got three apartments. This one abandoned. I got this one, and this one. I got the whole top floor over here off Six Flags. The whole top floor, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Carter for real. Once Man them seen that, it was up.
Mm.
I flies to Cali. Meet Sosa, boom. Verbal. Verbal, verbal, fuck. You gain now. Anything you need, Woo-woo-woo, we shoot a video called Shift if you go on the video. And then last time I came with Dose, Colorful Moolah was with me.
Oh, yeah.
You don't remember when right, Dose came?
So, okay.
So, you know what I mean? So they came up here to see what the hell was going on.
Okay.
Making sure I'm good.
Right.
You know what I mean? So by me fucking with that, so I guess, goddamn, you know, I came with 3 mixtapes on the Go Gang, still Go Gang for L. Fuck with Go Gang.
Oh, that's
so goddamn, and I met you too. A long time ago, when we hit the Glow Jumper release.
Oh, you were there for that too?
Nigga, I got pictures and videos when we backstage with the Glow Jumper shirts on.
Oh, shit. And we did the show too.
And then we started fucking around with Pokemon on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Because
5 years ago.
Bro, because I looked at our Instagram DMs, and my one Instagram DM from you when I clicked on your profile was me posting like a shiny Pokemon like 4 years ago, and you just responded with like 100 emoji. And I'm just like, and I'm telling Dose,
that was the biggest one. You know what you had?
Yeah. I'm nice. But I'm telling Dose, I'm like, you're telling me that this dude is a shooter who did this and this, and then I go to look at the DMs, and you're like hyped on a Pokemon. I'm like, wow, that's crazy.
I fuck with that shit. I like reptile, hypnotizer, but yeah.
Let me ask you a question, though. So, like, I believe that the first time we heard Gucci say anything about this, and it was like the only time we heard him say anything about it for a long ass time, was when he puts out The Truth, and he's kind of getting at it by saying, you know, go dig your homeboy up, I bet he won't say shit and all this. From there, like, it basically became this narrative in rap that everybody assumed that Gucci was the shooter, right? And he never really like spoke on it too specifically. I don't believe he ever said that he was, but he didn't deny it either.
Would you
If I was him, I think he played it masterfully. He didn't say he did it, but he allowed everybody to believe he did it.
Because somebody really passed about it, you know what I mean?
And I'm going to be real, if your boy did it, you might as well have did it, right?
Fast.
If that's your like real right-hand man and he did it, I mean, everybody's going to basically act like you did it anyway, right?
Look at goddamn, look at
Quando, you know? Rest in peace to Vaughn, but it's like, you know, he had his homie with him who did it, and everybody basically acts like he did it.
That shit, yeah. You gotta like, and then how this world right now with all this Rico and all this crazy shit going on, you gotta be careful a little bit.
Mm.
But it's a blessing to be here. And I'm talking about alive.
Right, yeah.
Like for real. Reflex is a motherfucker. I got taught by the best, him.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
But so what's it like for you to sort of see this narrative unfolding where Gucci kind of becomes like the boogeyman of rap because everybody sort of believes this, and then meanwhile you are like one of the only people who knows really happened, right?
So like, for instance, you know how you seen the interview with, I ain't want to bring nothing up like that because she's, you know what I mean? You seen the video with the lady, what's her name? Etney?
Deb, yeah.
You see how she said, Juice was the real trapper.
Right.
Juice, that was true. That was 100% true. You know what I mean? But Gucci was a taker. That was true too.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? But some people might think that it was all about bricks and pounds, making them or selling them. Nah, it was all about taking them and just looking at them in the corner.
I mean, like, that's some cold shit.
Like, that for real. Like, you know what I mean? That's what it was on.
Because you could be a peaceful drug dealer, theoretically, right?
Yeah,
like,
but...
You could be a drug dealer for 20 years and never have to shoot anybody, but if you really taking shit, that's, like, a different type of heart that you have to have, right?
Okay, what if you had a friend that you just played ball with, but you've been playing ball with your friend for, like, 10 years, and your friend come to you one day like, yo, I got a nigga with $200,000. It's my cousin, baby mama, though.
He was the guy to go see.
I want to do clean business, though. You know me, by ball, you my boy. He thinking you my boy because we just play ball together.
Right.
But the back of your hand, you like, goddamn, you like Cameron don't pay the fool. You got 15% back right now. You know what I mean? So that was kind of like the recipe.
Mm.
And he was getting initiated. Like, knowing he was getting known for, everybody was doing it, but his was different because he was doing it to motherfuckers you knew not to do it too.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, and
it's like
you,
Gucci was trying to tell us for all these years in a song, though. He's told us a lot of times.
And it's giving you nuts. And it gives you nuts when you got like all your people in here you got right now.
Mm.
all them got pistols in here. You say, oh shit, that's a roach. Shoot at that motherfucker. Everybody, that motherfucker gonna pop, pop, pop. Like, that kind of power, bro. That kind of power, you have no choice but to be where you at now.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But you got to, like, when you got someone, but you know what I mean? In the war, though, you got captains, lieutenants, sergeants, wardens. Like, you know what I mean? You got head, it's positions.
Mm.
Like, and when you done made it this far, like, and you got somebody, and you have somebody around that already been playing that position and still here, just like you, why not?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
But okay, let's fast forward from that time period all the way up to the Versus battle, because I had never heard the name Pookie Loke until that fucking battle, or around that time at least.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, he basically like breaks the internet by just, you know, sort of clowning him to Jeezy's face, and everybody just could not believe it.
Do you think Jeezy deserted that?
I mean, you could say that if he sent somebody to kill him, then
I
guess you could say he deserved it. It certainly like falls within the category of shit that we see happening in rap all the time. The only thing that was different about it is that it was like 15 years later, and you kind of thought that Gucci was past that, saying that kind of thing.
But if you was Gucci, and I'm telling you my position I was in, what I speak was the truth, and you see me now, like, what would you do?
In terms of how I would
like
treat you,
if this is 100,000% true what I'm saying, and you was Gucci, and I'm in the position I'm in, like right now, I'm just got finished inking the deal with Money Man, with Black Circle right now. You know what I mean?
You're signing the Money Man.
Not signing. We doing half. We going half on like management and like
okay,
doing some shit with his manager and his shit. So. Trying to really just flap my wings, and I feel like I've been working. Like, would you?
I mean, that is a really good question, because on one hand, like, if somebody catches a body for you and protects you in a moment where you could have easily lost your life, I could totally see it. But then also, how long, like, what is your debt? Because, or like, how long are you supposed to take care of this person? It's kind of a tricky question. I don't really know.
Not even take care, but like, you see my YouTube and shit? It was never no take care. That's why I could be so successful now. Cause all my life, like when I was younger and shit, nigga, I was on that nigga's ass, like taking, like I was doing it with the grown folks.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I'm taking 80s and 100s and shit like that. You know what I mean? So that's why they called me Young Throwback. Cause I was a young nigga with the old boys.
I was thinking about how that's kind of a funny name.
I was with the young niggas with the old boys. You remember when he said, running in a house and 30,000 fell out the ceiling.
Okay.
I turned my boy. We and him was together when that happened. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, like, you know what I mean? So, it wasn't this, you know, take care, but, like, far as, like, initiation, like, you know what I mean? If there's no reason, and the only reason I seen was because Adam did that shit, and then with the me and him talked about me hitting Offset baby mama and all that, and then they.
Wait, Ak talked about that?
We was on a fucking jail call. This, it's getting deep. Like, we was on a jail. This how it kind of, like, went from, like, this.
Oh, so this is when you and Gucci really started to
and I didn't get a chance to explain. Yeah, this one, I was like, all right, it's a problem.
Okay.
It's a problem right okay. Now. This one, I felt like it was a problem now.
Uh-huh.
You get what I'm saying?
It's because you were hooking up with Offset's baby mama?
Nah, because I shared it with him with him while the phone was fucking being recorded.
You shared it with Ak?
Huh?
On stream?
Nah, I shared. He was hosting the tape. You remember I told you, you say we was going to get to this.
Okay.
He was hosting the mixtape from jail.
Oh, okay.
So he has to record. We have to record him to do the drops and shit.
Okay.
So when he do the drops, I go in the booth and put the thing to the phone, he do his drops. I tell my boy to fucking turn the shit off. He finished doing, turn the mic off. And I sit in the booth while we on the jail call and talk to him.
Uh-huh.
Why the fucking mic recording the whole time me and him talking in the booth?
Right.
And I don't even fucking know.
But then what happened with the recording? How do you even find out?
So my buddy keep the recording. Okay, so my buddy, he started recording me. He started feeling like some type of way because I'm in Cali with Sosa and I ain't fucking with him.
Okay.
So he runs over here So he runs over there to fucking Mojo and them. Yeah. My mama, you know, my mama baby daddy is Mojo brother.
Oh, wow. Small world.
Yo, this shit get deep, Alex. This shit get real deep.
But he released the tape of you and Gucci talking?
So listen. So me and him falls out. We go back and forth on Facebook and whatever. I pull up to this house. And that's all I'm going to say. I pull up to the house. After I did that, he goddamn runs over there to Mojo. This is at the time when Mojo and Gucci going back and forth. Mm-hmm. He goes over there to Mojo. Now, I'm the only one goddamn around Gucci. I hold it down while he was in jail. He goes around Mojo and them. They figure out a way to infiltrate me. So they sell the fucking recording. My boy sell a recording to fucking Jordan Tower, bro. Mm-hmm. And put it on and Jordan Tower, posted Thompson Gucci Man brother recording tapes from prison. Mm-hmm. So, and on the tape, it got me, him, E saying Kevin Gates not hot. Oh, this bullshit. Like, this shit with Gucci being Gucci.
Just random
like,
shit talk.
Random right. Shit. And I'm like, yeah, bro, you know I'm fucking with Woot the Woot, baby mama. And pinups. He like, boy, throw boy, you hell. Boy, you need this boy, you hell. And I'm like, yeah, man. The nigga need to woot, 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 woot. You know what I mean?
Just regular shit that but people now, aren't supposed to hear.
But soon as he, yeah. But now, as soon as he gets out, boom, who in his face? Soon as he gets out.
Right.
Who on his ass? Them niggas right there in his face.
Right.
You know what I mean? With the money. I ain't got that kind. I can't do nothing with that. Uh-huh. Busy like that, running around, want to dodge a nigga, because now the tape done got out saying, me saying, hey, it's going to be uncomfortable. Now, I'm little bro, here you go, coming in, and then also, because I already met them one time when I was with Sosa.
Right.
R.I.P. Takeoff. R.I.P. Takeoff was the only nigga that shook my hand, boy.
Wow.
The only nigga that shook my hand, boy. Me and Gucci first get out of prison. Look, I'm with something. I'm signing so glow throw. We in VIP. Pee-wee though, me, Offset, Takeoff, all them sitting on across, Gucci in the middle, all them sitting across the whole time. I said, muggy. I'm like, man, me and Pee-wee over there just chopping. I'm like, man, boom. So we leave out the club. Boom, 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 boom. We leave out the club. Quavo, what up, Glow Throw? Hey, yeah, what up? I'm like, shit, what would it be? Like, I fuck with who fuck with me. That's what's going on. I said, woof and poof, man, Takeoff, dap me up, man. Just show me right now, man. They ain't on nothing. But what's up? I'm like, well, what's up, Tate? And I always said that I don't want to fuck with nothing. When that happened, I was like, damn, that's the only nigga that really just let me know that it wasn't even that serious.
Mm.
But with some sense.
It didn't turn into anything that night?
Hell no. Nah. I'm like, shit, yo, woo, you know. And then, but it couldn't really, because the niggas who they hanging with, we, and be moving them around and doing all the other shit, we sitting in the same house together.
Mm.
Like, that shit run deep. We all came from the same hood together. But right. They just fucking with that shit right now, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So he was with them, but he ain't saying nothing. I'm like, what's up, woo? Dap me up and shit. I know I'm good. Goot just pulled off right now. They went to Goop, pulled off and said something. Just, that's right to do that. Because if it go down, he don't need to be nowhere around because you already know what I'm going to do.
Mm.
No, I already know how I'm doing. I'm slick ready. I'm ready. Wild Wild West. I'm ready. Wild Wild West. Now, you know, walked up, tell my Glow Throw. Oh, yeah. All right.
So you took that as a little subtle poke at you?
Yeah.
What up, Glow Throw?
Yeah. That's funny.
All right. But so then he gets locked up. That story is after he gets out, or I can't even remember the fucking timeline
here.
Yeah,
that's where you get out.
All right, but so that's when you guys kind of really stopped speaking. What was that, like 2018, 2019?
Yup, when he got out in December.
Okay.
That's when he got down. I came backstage. He had a show. It was him, QC, all of them, Pee Wee, everybody came backstage, and I was like, you know me, I'm a little bro. Before I get backstage, boom, I walk up. I said, damn, all these niggas out here. Boom, I went to goddamn making sure everything good. I'm tucking, making sure everything good. So then one of the Bobby and them was like, hey, throw. I'm like, well, he was like, Gucci told me to tell him when you get here. I was like, all right, boom, you go back there. And then he was like, hey, Gucci said, the night, not the night. I'm like, what? What the fuck you mean, the night, not the night? Man, y'all niggas better watch the fuck out. Then I thought about it. I was like, hell no, don't even do that because you know you're going to blow. And all these, a lot of important people back here. Don't do that. Don't even do that.
You really that worried about your self-control?
Yeah, don't even do that because you know you're going to blow. Do that, though. Don't even do yourself like that. Don't even do it. I was like, all right, bet. So, boom. So, when I got that, I was like, all right, bet. I got to get my I got to go crazy. Now I got to get my shit together. That's just a sign saying you ain't working hard enough. Mm. Boom. So, then I fly. So, boom, I fly to Vegas. And I get my shit all the way together. Like, all the way together. You come to Vegas anytime you want to. I got you.
Let's go.
Let's go. For real. And once I start getting myself together, I start seeing shit different. You know how when you start getting money and you like you start buying businesses and shit, then you start having to build from the... Like, I went from my flower shop. I own a flower shop. You know what I mean? Thank the grace of God, I own two. But when you first start, goddamn, you fuck around and goddamn, you have to get on the phone, take them orders. I was working off the phone for 6 months. You have to get on the phone, take them orders. You have to drive them places, build that shit up to where you can get the income to pay these motherfuckers, make sure that payroll right and shit. Mm. You know what I mean? Once you start doing that, you start seeing shit and just be like, oh, that's what he doing? Shit, I'm okay. God blessing me anyway. I ain't got nothing to say. And that's where I'm at right now.
Well, it's like running your own business or whatever is like way different than being like a rapper's associate who you're on tour with him and you're in the studio with him. And it's like you're being productive to a certain extent, yeah. But you're also like just kind of doing what they're doing. And their star shines so bright that it's almost impossible for you to really like get much attention in that world, you know?
Yeah, not even the attention. It's just the timing. Yeah. They timing was then. You just got to believe that it's all about the timing. You know what I mean? And manifest that shit going to happen. That's why here I am 9 years. 9 years later, my first interview. I've been rapping almost 9 years, never had one.
But what has made you not want to do an interview until now? Because for a long time, did you think that you were never going to talk about what happened that night?
I thought I wasn't going to never. I thought I wasn't going to never.
You think he's going to be pissed off about this interview?
I've been pissed off a lot of times.
Right.
Pissed off for what? It's the truth. Hell no. Nah.
You're not exactly shitting on him.
He probably say, shit, by time though got his shit, by time he get up through there.
Right. Because
you know I'm going to get up through here after this, right?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Let me know. I only met him one time.
No, I'm talking about progress.
From this. Okay. I thought you meant that you were going to go tap
happen.
In with him.
It's going to happen from with this right here.
He's going to remember how good a friendship you had.
Yeah,
he's
this
gonna
right
be like,
here.
Come on.
Because what I sound like to you? What I sound like to you?
You sound like him, yeah.
Huh?
You sound like your voice kind of reminds me of his.
What, do I sound like a person that's seeking revenge, or do I sound like a person that's?
You seem a little hurt, but I wouldn't say you're like out for revenge. It seems more like you're like, well, fuck it, like I might as well tell the world what happened. And you know, I feel like you seem a little bit like insulted, but maybe not getting rewarded. But you don't seem like you're on like a vengeance mission.
I'm not even hurt. It was just something probably you could probably get off your chest, you know what I mean? Like, kind of like, when I say get off your chest, I mean, like, I'm already in motion with this music and shit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I see now the truth. Truth.
The truth shall set you free.
The truth to set you free. And I ain't asked for none of this.
You feel a little bit lighter already?
What? What the fuck? Man, you don't answer so many questions, that real brother shit, all that, why he ain't talking to, like, you know what I mean? I ain't even fucked up about it, because, like, at the end of the day, you can't even do nothing to him. And now that I'll be able to say my end, now I feel like I can approach now.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I can approach now. And I will approach. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you something. Pookie Loke's son is out here doing interviews and everything. And, you know, obviously doesn't appreciate the fact that his dad was basically used as a punchline in the versus battle and everything. How you feel about that?
I mean, if I was in his shoes, I'd be pissed off too.
Mm.
Shit. Everybody got that shit in their blood, man. You can't, like... Even if my daddy was wrong, if my daddy was dead to the wrong and my daddy passed, man, I'd be still pissed off, man.
Right.
Like, my daddy got caught breaking in the motherfucking house and you shoot my daddy, I'm still going to be mad at you.
Right,
bro.
Because if you and him were to have an honest conversation, he's not going to be able to act like he doesn't understand why that shit happened, right?
Yeah, like, but it ain't no.
But he can kind of be resentful about his name being dragged out after all these years, right?
At the end of the day, Poop getting Poop trying to get his little brother. The world's so broke right now, man. You got to just try to do, like, some niggas just don't have the skills to even try to build up till they time come, which is, right. I don't pat myself on the back because I know I could have been goddamn with, you know what I mean? Like, I still ain't even really physically already, like, ain't really ready to really just, whoa. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? If you can see right now, I'm hip hopping right now, I'm double dutching with you. You know what I mean? Right. Like, for real, just being, you know what I mean? Just being respectful at the end of the day, because that's one thing I stand on, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it is what it is. And then it's a lot of shit. There's a lot of shit that come with that. Like, when I took 10,000 from Walker, I wasn't no perfect person.
So what? Walker don't like you?
He older now. We both older. I love him. Shit, right. I ain't mad, but I did do that. I didn't take it from him.
This was during the Brick Squad days or whatever. Like when they weren't getting along, Gucci and Walker?
Yeah, this 2 years right before it. Like, uh-huh. Right before it. I got out of prison and everybody had their birds. And I'm like, shit, where my shit at?
Nigga, the chains?
I get out. Nigga, Nicky around. Nigga, I'm like, oh, hell nah, French. Everybody got their birds. Where my bird? I'm like, boy, y'all niggas ain't did nothing in these streets. Mm. Oh, hell no. So, shit. Shit wasn't making no sense, so I made it make sense. Shit, goddamn. A nigga came in, cool with him. Shit, let me get that.
You told Walker, let me get that chain?
Nah, I ain't took the chain. Oh. One of his partners, hey, let me get that. Let me get that money, man. I got you. I'm finna go get it for you. Give me the money. Gave me the money and shit. He called him Walker, told him, and Walker told him, oh, you need to bring the money back. I'm like, what?
Who'd you take it from?
Niggas from the country. Some niggas from, like, up north. I want to say Tennessee, but it's Tennessee, but it's not Memphis or nothing like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? And quote unquote, I'm glad Walker did that though. He paid him back for me, but shit. All right, cool. And that kind of let quote unquote the family know, like, oh, he don't do nothing but he don't care about nothing but Gucci.
Mm.
Okay. Oh, that's Gucci boy. That's right. The only thing he care about. That's his boy.
Why do you think Deb wants the world to know that Gucci didn't kill him?
I think Deb just probably poking. At the end of the day, that's family. We all stayed in the house together, bro.
Right.
Me, Dale, Flop, Woo, we all stayed in the house together. My mama cooked. My mama there, bro. Hey, man, my mama, once I get to where I'm going, you're going to see my mama. She going to tell her story. Man, my mama used to do a lot. Boy, my mama got that. Man, my mama, man, Angie B. You hear them in songs, Gucci Mane. Angie B recipe. It's your choice. I got 100 hoes jocking, just like throwback. Then a video, the only needs all that. You go back there to all that shit, like, for real. We was the scrimp of that heart.
Mm.
Like, we was the scrimp. We was the scrimp of that heart. He had a lot of pieces to the heart, but when it comes to keeping your chin up and starting defending, we was the scrimp for that.
Right.
For real.
I mean, it is interesting because Gucci now is, like, just so clearly in a different place in his career where he don't really – seem like he's
been through a lot.
Yeah, and he's not doing any of the shit that you used to see him doing.
Been through a lot, eh? Mm. Been through a lot, man. That man been through a lot. He highly blessed.
Right.
Didn't have another baby, been through a lot, man. But you know, I got some shit going on with this, I got a new single dropping and shit, you know what I mean? And
Who's the single with the Money Man thing?
I got
right.
a single with Money Man with the video finna drop, you know what I mean?
Right. Dose was telling me about that.
And I'm gonna give you before I leave, I'm gonna give you a good credit line for flowers, and you just send me the addresses and get them delivered to anybody. I got you.
Valentine's Day is coming up soon.
I got you. I'm gonna give you a good credit.
Ooh. I need that.
And this one even pay. You ain't asked me for nothing. You reached out to me, and it's just a blessing.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
It's a blessing.
Ah, man, it's a crazy ass story. I feel like we're gonna break the internet with this one.
Are you just saying that's what your signature saying when you say every time you finna end a story?
We're gonna break the internet? Oh, yeah. I said interesting?
Yeah.
Yo, no.
Is that your signature ending? Like,
I've definitely been called out for that. Yeah.
I'll break the internet.
Well, you got to have a little shit to, like, you know, give yourself a little bit of time to think about, like, all right, what am I going to say next as a podcaster? No, but here's my question. Because some people are going to, like, watch this and be, like, not believing it. But they can look up videos if they search Young Throwback Gucci Man. There's a bunch of videos and there's photos of y'all together and everything.
I think a lot of people are just gonna do their homework. Mm. Ain't really nothing major. Just knowing the truth.
Right.
Just do the homework. You know what I mean? Everybody entitled to their own opinion. You know what I mean? Just do your homework. You know what I mean? Look me up. You know what I mean? I know I'm like a ghost on IG right now. I don't post shit. I'll follow shit.
Right.
Got 54K, but I'm finna get on there after the day. First picture I got on IG gonna be a picture with me and you.
Woo. Lit.
Lit. And that's I'm gonna follow you and be the first person I follow.
Let's go.
Already been fucking with you on Twitter. Yo, you so nonchalant on that shit. You keep the hoes, though.
Yeah, we got a few of them.
Hey, boy, you fuck that shit. You came to that porn shit.
Awards? Or yeah.
How was it?
It was a good time. We won Podcast of the Year for my other podcast, Plug Talk, where we fuck the girls after we interview them. Only plugtalk.com.
Man, you be going live or you scream?
No, we just like do a scene. Every week we do a different interview.
I seen you on Twitter naked or some shit. I'm like, what a sentence. I'm like, hold the fuck up. I'm like, is that A? I'm like, that's A-Rod. I call you A-Rod. That's A-Rod. What the fuck? Hell no. I scrub slip that bitch up. I'm like, this nigga here go crazy, A-Rod. That's boy. That's cool.
Yeah. I'm into it. So, yeah, all right. What else you want them to keep an eye out for?
Oh, yeah. I got my new single just dropped for 4D. You know, I lost my son last year.
Really?
17 years old.
What happened?
Gun violence in Atlanta.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's terrible.
Yeah, I lost my sister a month after that. It's been a year for both of them.
Wow, that's terrible.
So this new mixtape my friend dropped this month called 4D mixtape, and his name was Devin, and it's for Devin. That's what 4D means. It's out of here. And I just dropped the freestyle on Apple Music already, and I'm finna drop this this video with Money Man called I'm a Dog. It's cool. It's real cool. It's finished. I'm gonna let you check it out before you leave.
For sure. Yeah, I gotta hear that, man. Yo, honestly, I appreciate you telling us the story and sharing this with us, because it was very important shit in the history books of hip-hop, I think.
Yeah, hell yeah. You think it's gonna benefit me? What you think they gonna? What you think people gonna think of me?
I think you're famous all of a sudden. Like, significantly, I would say. I feel like this is gonna be a real topic of conversation. Yeah. You're gonna be like Charleston White or something.
Nah. Fuck that.
You're gonna be getting hit up by everybody to do another interview.
You think so?
Yeah, I would say. Now, hey, did you ever read his book?
Yeah.
And it's because when I think back on it, he tells a story about whatever, and then he skips the chapter and he just puts the quote from the news about what allegedly happened. Yeah. It's kind of a clever way of him not having to talk about it.
My mama tell me, I ain't even read it for real.
Okay.
But on the creds, on the Trap House creds, the first Trap House, special thank you to Throwback and Big Bold Letters. You go on the back cover for the first one on the LaFell. The last part, special. I want to give a special thanks to Throwback. You should have put for help keeping us fucking alive.
But a little bit more specific.
The special thing was good enough. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Hell yeah.
Appreciate you, man.
Man, hell yeah, man. I pray that it's up from here. Let's do it.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for sharing your story with us.
You already know, man. I'm in Vegas anytime. Pull up.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Young Throwback, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, etc. Like, comment, and subscribe.
You already know. _ Young Throwback IG. You got me.